hello, everyone, and happy Women's International Women's Day. This is our third group mentoring call for the Thriving Yoga Teacher Program. I've got to keep my head in the Thriving Yoga Teacher Program because I'm preparing also for the Radiant Yoga Teacher Retreat. And so we are in the place now where we're kind of just a little bit past the middle of our curriculum and our content, and we're in the unit on Saraswati, which is the unit on how to really flow with the creative wisdom of the cosmos and how to invite the creative voice of the goddess into our teaching and into our business so that everything we do is inspired with her voice. Everything we do, we realize it's not us speaking. It's what the cosmos wants to say through us. So we are a vehicle for the words of the goddess. And when you realize that, it helps you relax a little bit. It takes some of the pressure off that you don't really have to figure it out. You just kind of have to open and be that vehicle. But we do have to take time to plan our creativity, time to nourish ourselves and be with ourselves on that that level so that we're constantly feeding the river of our intuition and our wisdom. And then when we show up to teach a class, it's there. We also need to take time to plan our creative projects. So if you are a new teacher, this means taking time to plan your yoga classes, time to plan your guided visualizations, the postures that you will be teaching. It means taking time to write the flyers, the accompanying materials, to think about who your ideal students are and to really hold them in your heart and let everything you're writing about come from that place of connection in your heart with your ideal clients and writing that way. If you're an experienced teacher, it means taking time to plan your deeper workshops, your new creative offerings, because if you are not continually evolving yourself as a teacher, it can get very stale. Your offerings can become flat. Your income can stagnate. And the way to really grow is to always be on your own creative edge. So that's what this unit of Saraswati is about. So today in our mentoring call, I had said that I would go over the bios, and there's a lot of bios that many of you have posted. So I'm going to be commenting briefly on the bios that have been posted. And then we're going to open up the phone lines for requests and for mentoring, help. And before we get started, I'd like to take a little bit of a straw poll to see where everybody is, because there's been so much content. There's a lot in each of the units. And in a way, I'm actually glad we slowed down a little bit when I needed to rest my voice. Speaking of which, I'm going to have just a little bit of tea here. Because I think it gave some of you time to really catch up with the modules. And I want you to complete each module before we go on, because The Durga material on what is your core passion, who are you passionate about serving and why, what is your life story related to healing through yoga, how has that brought you to where you are now, that's really the foundation for everything else you do. And then the Kali material on releasing all those limiting beliefs and doubts that hold us back, the fears of setting boundaries, the fears of putting up structure, the fears of asking for the income the fees that you actually know you deserve, all those things can really hold you back from stepping out in a powerful way. So it's once you kind of know what you're passionate about, there's often kind of little fears that put a limit around how big you can be and how many women you can serve and men you can serve. And so the more we release those fears, the more you can unfold into your fullness. And then the Saraswati is getting clear on what is your fullness, what is your growing edge. And in the second half of the Saraswati unit, there's some very important work on getting clear on the language relating to your creative edge and what you want to create. So I've asked each of you to do this work in the second half of Saraswati, and that is the preparation for the marketing work with Lakshmi that we're going to do next week, which is stepping out with radiance, with generosity, with beauty, with love, and just shining your light everywhere you go, that you have a beautiful gift that you want to offer to others. And the ones who want it are going to step forward and say, wow, I really want that, because you're radiating so beautifully with that ideal message. And the ones who are not interested will see it, will say, oh, that's interesting, and they'll just walk right by, or they'll go on to the next teacher, and that's fine. There's no offense. It's just they're not the ideal client. We cannot serve everyone, right? So each unit is a foundation for the next. So what I'd like to do is we're going to take a show of hands. So those of you who are on the phone, the way you're going to raise your hand is by pressing *1. And there's going to be, I'm going to ask everybody to raise their hand to one of three options. The first option is if you feel like you're totally caught up, you've done all the material from all the three modules, it all makes sense. So that's the first option. The second option is you're mostly caught up, but there's a few places where you're feeling a little bit stuck and you're unsure. And then the third option is going to be, oh my goodness, I am so stuck, I really don't know how to move forward. This is not making sense. Not making sense. Okay, so see which category you fall into. Okay, if you're in the first category, don't worry, I'm not going to out you, I'm not going to say your name, but I'm just going to count hands. If you're in the first category where everything is making sense, it's just flowing, you're loving this work, it's all coming together for you, and you're pretty much caught up with all three modules, would you raise your hand now? Press 1. Excuse me. *2. I'm completely wrong about this. It's *2 to raise your hand. It's got one hand up. Okay. So the one person who has their hand up, you can go ahead and put it back down by pressing *2, and your hand will go back up. If you're in the middle group where it's kind of coming together, you've been enjoying working on the modules, but there's a few places that are confusing, it's not quite making sense, that's the middle group. Go ahead and press *2 now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, wow, that is a lot of people. That is most everybody. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 hands just went up. Okay, hands down, *2 to put your hand down. Great, thanks everybody. And now if you're like, wow, this is not making sense, I don't get it. One hand. Okay, interesting. 2. 3. Not making sense. I'm really stuck. You can raise your hand now, *2. Okay, we've got 3 hands. Okay, so some people were in 2 categories. That's fine. You can put your hands down, *2, and I'm going to go over and look at the... okay, we have somebody here. Somebody wants to ask, Annette wants to ask a question about her bio and Jenny. Okay, so those of you online, you might, if you want to, you can weigh in about how much the modules are making sense. So I really want to make space today for anybody where you have a major stuck place. So after we look at the bios, that's what we're going to open it up for, is stuck spots, because my guess is that if you are stuck in one spot, you are not the only one, and that if you are willing to come on and talk about what's just confusing or holding you back, that that will be of service to the other women here. Okay? Okay, so let's go look at the bios. As I said, I said I would review the bios that have been posted. And first I want to just give some general comments on the bios. Thank you, everybody who posted, and it's really clear that we have a group of talented women in this class, very talented, with a lot of background, a lot of experience in yoga, a lot of dedication and heart to helping women heal. There's a lot of women's issues being named and discussed in your bios. And a lot of you have additional training as well in other areas, Ayurveda, occupational therapy, nutrition, and I'm only naming a few, education. There's many, many, many areas. So a lot of passion and love and just real sweet heart in this group, as well as knowledge and experience. And it's really kind of wonderful to see it and imagine all of the different students that you are already serving. Okay, so the first comment that I would have about the bios is to always remember to write for your prospective clients, not your peers. And this is something that can happen when we're just starting out. We can get a little bit nervous, and we can worry that we have our peers, that we're not measuring up to our peers. And so we forget, and we write a little bit more from the perspective of what other yoga teachers would understand than what a non-yoga teacher would understand. And actually, you want to write your bio from the perspective of a new client to you. Imagine a new student, and you can take a student you have now before they met you and write it for them at that time. So what this means is that some things that would make sense to yoga teachers don't make sense to beginners, to you, whatever your process is. So, for example, if you say, you know, I have ERYT 200, that means very little to a non-yoga teacher. We know that RYT means registered yoga teacher and that 200 means 200 hours. Doesn't mean a lot at all. The names of some of your teachers, in fact, even in some cases, the names of your teacher training, unless you are in an area or have a teacher training that people are looking for in your area. But, for example, I was trained originally in Kripalu Yoga. I have a lot of training in other areas. But out here in California, almost no one is looking for Kripalu Yoga. It's just not known. So at a studio, that might not be very helpful unless it was a studio where, you know, the few people who migrate out here were looking for it. So write for your prospective clients. And then the other thing to remember is what your students are wanting to know is, can I relate to this person? Do I like them? Will they understand me with my unique problems, and can they help me? Part of that is your credibility. And so, yes, saying that you're trained, you're certified, and mentioning the training, other trainings you may have is great, but that might not be where you start, because you want to start with the likability and the understandability and who you help kind of more upfront. Also, you want to market, and this is not just your bio, this is all of marketing, to the entry problem, to the problem clients are having when they are new. You do not market to the things they might want further down the road. So a lot of beginners in yoga come because they have problems with their health. They have back pain. I started yoga when I had chronic fatigue. That's what got me into yoga. Later I found it helped with my emotional regulation. But I started because I was sick all the time. And so, you know, what is it that is the gateway problem? You may know that along the way there's going to have all these deeper transformations. And that may be something you want to put in your bio. But more, you want to emphasize the pain, the challenges, the hopes, the longings of somebody who has never worked with you yet, who doesn't know your process, who might be a beginner to your process. Okay. Also, some of you are saying great things and not following it to the extent of the extended benefits, the so what. Like you say, I started yoga when I was 19. Okay, so what? Why? What was the point? What, how did it change your life in a way that could also change your client's life? If you teach people a process to navigate life's journeys, so what? Are they just going to navigate the journey, or are they going to navigate it with grace and ease? So we did this. This is something that's in the So just going one more phrase, one more thought jump into the why. This was in the work on Saraswati. It's really, really, really important. It's on page, let's see if I can find it. I'm looking here. People serve the worries. This is going to be really helpful as well. Page 11 in the Saraswati unit. Write in their language. Put on your pretend thinking cap of your ideal client. What are worries that keep them up at night? What are results they would love to have? Those are things you can weave into your bio. Pain words for the clients, pleasure words. Okay, page 14. If you teach deep breathing and restorative yoga poses, what are the benefits of that, and what is the far-reaching benefit. That is the so what. So if you say, I teach deep breathing practices and it'll help you relax, connect it with the why that your ideal client wants. If you work with people who are having trouble with sleep, connect it with, I'm going to teach you deep breathing so you can rest easy and have much deeper sleep. Do you see how that last extended, far-reaching benefit makes it land emotionally? Ah, deep, far, you know, restful sleep. A few of you are missing that in your bios. You're putting the process, but not the far-reaching result that is what clients are longing for. You want to put what clients are truly longing for. Always connect everything back to that. Okay. So I'm going to go to the Ning site now, if you want to follow along. And I'm going to the forum. So it's thrivingyogateacher.ning.com. You should all be registered for it. If you're not, you can send Liz at Divine Feminine Yoga an email to re-invite you. And I'm going to the forum tab on thrivingyogateacher.ning.com, and I'm going to the forum, and I'm going to the bios, and I'm going to the first one. Okay. So here's Annette. She actually posted another bio later down, so I'm going to there's my reply to her, but she actually posted again later, so we're going to look at her second one. And then Jenny. Okay, Jenny has a long one. There's so many here, I'm going to have to be very brief with a lot of you. Sorry. My apologies for being so brief. I don't mean to butcher your bios. They're really lovely. And I, yeah. Okay, so Jenny has a shorter one under her longer one. And then she has another shorter one if you go down about four more. It was a reply by Jenny Isbell on February 23rd. I just want you to listen to the first sentences. Let's look at the one from Jenny on February 20th. It says, Jenny Isbell is a yoga teacher, spiritual director, and body worker who serves individuals and groups seeking to joyfully inhabit their bodies and their lives, free from addiction, compulsion, fear, and hopelessness. Okay, second version, down on February 23rd, Jenny Isbell. Jenny Isbell, MDiv, specializes in helping women claim their innate joy, free from addiction, compulsion, fear, and hopelessness. Okay, now, I'm going to guess, I'm not going to ask for a show of hands here just to save time, but if I were to ask for a show of hands, I'm going to guess that most people would prefer the second one. And my goodness, if you all disagree, you can discuss it on the Ning site. We can discuss it there. But the reason is, what I said to Jenny was, okay, it started with a list. Jenny Isbell is a yoga teacher, spiritual director, and body worker. It's occasionally okay to have a list, folks, but you want to stay away from too many lists because the mind just goes, oh, there's another list. And what I said to Jenny's one of my private clients, is, can we get to the heart of the matter? What's the heart? It's like that Durga going for the heart of the demon. What is the core of what you want to do? And for her, it's helping women claim joy. So that's why we came up with Jenny Isbell, MDiv, and I thought the MDiv was really powerful, should be right at the front, specializes in helping women claim their innate joy. Boom, that just lands. That's an ultimate long-term so what. People want joy. And then she goes into what it's free from, so she's clarifying what she means by joy. Free from addiction, compulsion, fear, and hopelessness. Okay? So anybody who has an addiction or who feels hopeless, which relates to depression, which a lot of women suffer from, is going to immediately open their eyes and say, wow, this woman probably gets me, and they're going to want to check her out. Okay. So, Marie, let's see, I'm going to go down here. And a lot of people are responding to Jenny. Thank you so much for replying to each other. I'm going on to page 2. There's Katie, Laura. There's Maureen's bio. Okay. Marie Nygren on February 22. first version, what I do, I help you shift from a lifestyle more in harmony with the rhythm. I help you shift to a lifestyle more in harmony with the rhythm of life and your true nature. What this means to you, we create a unique, realistic plan of action according to your personal constitution so you can gracefully ease into a new way of being. How it's done, guiding you to bringing forth your innate potential to transform your life. Background, Ayurveda.se was born from a heartfelt personal need to live more naturally. Okay, so Marie, it's really clear what you do. I love that. It's clear that you help people to live more naturally. And my question for you is, what is the big why? If your target audience is other yoga teachers who are highly conscious and know they want to live more naturally, this is probably good marketing language, but I'm going to guess that that's not who your target market is. It's not clear from this who you help. Are you working with yoga teachers? Are you working with other healers? Or are you working with the general population? Are you working with women, men, what age? And I have a question for you. Do your ideal clients actually say to themselves, I want to live more in harmony with the rhythm of life and my true nature? I'm going to guess that that's not what they wake up and say to their sweetie. I'm going to guess they wake up and say, I'm exhausted all the time, or I'm too busy, or why do I always have menstrual cramps, or, you know, I just can't handle the children anymore. And that once you really work with someone, I mean, because I know what you mean when you talk about being in harmony with the rhythm of life and my true nature, I totally get that. But I have 20 years of living this. And I, you know, I love to live in balance. So I think, unless I'm misunderstanding who your ideal clients are, and I think that you are marketing more towards the end of the journey and not the beginning of the journey. So you can leave in some of this language about the rhythm of life and your true nature. Let's hear a little bit more about who you actually help and what they're coming to you with. I help you shift out of depression and exhaustion into a lifestyle of peace and wellness, something like that. Now, what this means to you, we create a unique, realistic plan. Again, this is your process. A lot of what you're talking about in here is your process, how it's done, guiding you to bring forth your innate potential. Those are all process. What I want to know is the result. What is the immediate result and what is the long-term result? That's missing. Okay? And I think that you have a very good background. You said it sounds sparse on the prior education. Many years as a yogini, you could say how many years. You could say, you know, I've been teaching 10 years. Something important was missing. I like that. Okay. And then when you say something was missing, how did that show up in your life? Can you be a little bit more graphic? So that people can really relate, and the transition that turns you, this is nice, you truly deeply feel satisfying. Yeah, okay. I hope that helps, Marie. Okay. Elena loves seeing, I'm going down to Elena, February 22. Elena loves seeing the world through the beautiful complexity of the female body. That immediately gets me curious. I wonder, what do you mean? There's a tiny bit in my life, like, what is she going to be looking at? When she learned about the importance of charting her cycle and how it related to the moon and her internal nature, her priorities changed. This is nice. Everything's sort of revolving around her moon cycle. From that, she gained more energy, self-confidence, and self-esteem about who she is. Okay. So you give some really great results, and these are results that I'm guessing your ideal clients really want. More energy, more self-confidence, and more self-esteem. Those are great results words. My first question, then you talked about, oh, yeah, okay, you want to do a magazine. She is process of putting together a digital magazine. This is really exciting, Elena, and I would put that in a little stronger language instead of saying process of putting together a digital magazine, saying she is launching a magazine, a digital magazine. She is currently launching, if you have slated for release, if you have a release date, say that. And my question for you, and also you have this other goal about a spirituality center. My question for you is, what is the goal for the bio? That's not totally clear for you. For me, is it to get more yoga students? Because in the last paragraph you say you have yoga classes. If it's to get more yoga students for your classes, I would put something in the first sentence about how you love to help, you know, women who are suffering from. What are the things that women suffer from before they chart their cycle? And it might be having too many menstrual cramps. It might be getting depressed. It might be low energy. Or you might have others in mind. What are the problems that women experience before they come to your classes and say that you love helping women transform exhaustion into energy, low self-confidence into vibrant joy and self-confidence. That's not exactly the right word. And low self-esteem into really believing in themselves. Put that a little bit up earlier. On the other hand, if it's that you want to get partners for your magazine, then that maybe is the purpose of your bio. I'm not clear. Then you might target it a little bit more towards your background in publishing or why you're doing the magazine. Okay, and I hope that's helped. I think there's some really good stuff in here. Just target it a little more clearly to who it's meant for. Yeah, and then great reply from Demi. I agree. I love all those phrases. Julie replied, thank you so much. Yes, I can feel your passion. There's so much passion in all of these. All right. Okay. Demi. Okay. Demi. So it's very clear that you will have a lot of experience writing. This is so understandable and phrased in such clear, understandable words. And your story of how you found yoga is gripping to the max. You found yoga in a hospital waiting room while your father was undergoing spinal surgery. So we're on Demi Garner, February 25th. This is page, I'm on page 3 of the bios. Totally gripping. After 10 minutes of yoga, she felt calm and peaceful, realizing this was something very powerful. She began to practice yoga regularly, has since reaped the benefits. Okay, so, and then the entire thing is extremely great. You believe that wellness is within everyone's reach. You're a natural teacher with a BA in education and 30 years teaching in public schools. Taught yoga for 7 years. So the one paragraph that is a little weak is the first paragraph. And, yes, Ivy has beautifully pointed out. Thank you, Ivy, for your help. Demi, the writing in the first paragraph is weak. You are using, even when you did the rewrite, it's got a passive construction. If everybody goes down here, helping people navigate life's challenges is a passion for Demi Garner. It's better. But you might say Demi Garner loves to help people navigate life's challenges. And I would say here, so what? Helps people navigate life's challenges with grace and ease. Is that what you mean, Demi? One idea, since you say you want to keep your bio short, is to go to the original, cut the first paragraph, just goodbye, and take your third paragraph and put it in the first paragraph. That would, so then you'd just have three paragraphs. Demi believes that everyday wellness is within everyone's reach. Her personalized approach, and then you could say personalized approach to yoga and wellness, if you wanted to have something about yoga in the first sentence, guides people through a process that helps them discover how to enhance their physical and emotional health and to truly enjoy life to the fullest. I think that'll work for you. Just cut the first paragraph and move the third to the top. Okay, and that'll keep it short. All right, Mary. I used to put in too many words. Yes, brief is better. And it's fine to start too long. It's better to have too much at the beginning. And if you're not a natural writer, what I recommend you do is that you write a bio that's way too long and take it to a friend who is a writer or an editor. Then they'll have raw material to sculpt something much shorter. Okay, and Mary has an attached document on February 29th. And we're all sending you love, Mary, at this transition time in your life. So if you open the document, and then she actually redid it later, so we should probably go on to the redone version. Okay, I'm going to go to page 4. I think Mary reposted it. Maybe I'm wrong. Let me see if I can find Mary, since we're on Mary. Am I wrong? at the very bottom of page 4. Let's just do Mary's now since we're talking about her and sending her love. Okay. My discovery of the bottom of page 4. My discovery of the benefits of massage therapy began when I was 19, receiving my first massage. I have been promoting and enjoying the benefits throughout my adult life. Okay, so Mary, I would say here for you, if you, this is the thing about our personal lives. We could tell so much about our life story. Each one of us has a long life story. And what I recommend you do is only choose those pieces of your life story that really open up your story to your ideal clients. So you might have 50 pieces that could relate to why you're doing what you're doing right now. And if you're going to put this piece about that at 19 you had your first massage, what was the awakening? What was the opening? How did that change you? How did that transform you? Otherwise, it's probably extraneous and shouldn't be in your bio, especially not as the first sentence, okay? Same thing with, now, when you talk about yoga coming into your life in your late 30s, when I was faced with enormous stress due to personal changes that turned my life upside down. Okay, that's good because you are talking about what was going on in your life and it means that others with stress will relate to you. I would say let's shorten this up a little bit and then what did you get from it? Yoga came into my life in my late 30s when I was facing enormous stress due to unexpected life changes. I found that my life went from upside down to being peaceful, you know, and serene, or I was able to face my life challenges with more serenity and grace. So, again, when we hear the pain, which was stress, we can relate. It awakens our heart. It's great. And I would then go to the positive result from it. What did you get from yoga? And even just a short phrase to kind of wrap up this little bundle story of what yoga brought to you. I knew after my first retreat with Rodney Yee that this was to be my life's work. Now, do your ideal clients know Rodney Yee? And if not, his name probably shouldn't be in here. And if so, what did you get out of that retreat? I had an immediate insight that helped me leave a job I needed to leave. I had an immediate insight that helped me leave a marriage I needed to leave. I had an immediate insight that helped me face everything in my life with greater courage. So what's the aha? Now, the bolded sentence is probably the strongest sentence of this paragraph, and my recommendation would be to make it the first paragraph and possibly shorten or cut some of the rest. So my passion is to help those who suffer from body disease to find more balance and relief through the therapeutic touch of massage and restore the body from the inside out with yoga. It's good. It needs to be a little tighter, shorter. So you could say, my passion is to help those who suffer from body disease to find more, it's just a tiny bit long, pick maybe either balance or relief, to find healing through the therapeutic touch of massage and the inner tool and the inner healing of yoga. To find balance and relief from the therapeutic touch of massage and the inner healing of yoga. Something a little shorter, I think it's great, and maybe put it at the beginning, because what it lets people know right up front is that you use massage and yoga, and that's what we really want to know. You say you've been teaching for, you have a lot of things in your professional training that I don't know if they are relevant to your ideal clients or not. It's great credentials, but I think you can tighten this part up. And each one of these sentences in the middle paragraph should be a sentence. Some of them are just fragments, so that doesn't quite read smoothly. You want to read it aloud when you're finished. I love this. Mary has been playing, teaching, and guiding clients to achieve their ultimate in health and well-being with the tools of yoga, mindfulness, breath play, with the magic that is massage for 10 years. Okay, 10 years is a good credential point. You might actually move that up to the first paragraph. Again, it needs to be shorter, so let's just tighten that up a little bit. You might pull out yoga, mindfulness, breath play, and therapeutic touch into a separate sentence. So she has been playing, teaching, and guiding clients to achieve their ultimate in health and well-being, combining the tools of, oh, you've got a long list here. It's a little long, Mary. Okay. So work on that and see if you can either break it into two sentences that are really catch your attention and that land in the soul. Okay? All right, I'm going to go up. That's great content. It just needs to be a little bit stronger through maybe shorter sentences. Okay. Pam Jackson, going up to the top of page 4. So you said that this is the length that needs to be for your website. Great. And Pam Jackson is the director and owner of Whole Heart Yoga Center. Boom. It gives you tons of credibility, Pam. So then what I want for the second sentence is heart. Okay? And instead you give us another powerful credibility point. She has been studying yoga for over 20 years, began teaching in 1992, and is certified as an advanced level Kripalu yoga instructor. This is great. It's great content, but I would like to know in either the first or the second sentence something that opens your heart to me and my heart to you. So my question for you would be, why are you running a yoga studio? I know there's a reason, because it's a ton of work and the income is not usually very high. So you're doing it because you love it. What keeps you going, Pam? See if you can write about that. Write about your passion, write about your heart, and then put it in either the first or the second sentence. I love this. Her classes encourage balance, a sense of humor, regular practice, and living yoga philosophy in everyday life. That's really, really great. The middle sentence could be cut. She studies with master teachers to renew her practices in both yoga and meditation. I think you have enough credibility. We could cut that one, and that's the weakest of the other of all the credibility sentences. Okay. I hope that helps. I hope this has helpful to all of you. And I hope you know how much I love all of your bios and your work. It's hard to just have so little time here to just... I want you to get that I really appreciate these bios even when I'm making suggestions. And please take what I'm saying with a grain of salt. If any of my comments are not working for you, you're free to ignore. Always, always, always. Okay, Julie. Loves the forum, yay. Julie is passionate about women living peacefully in their bodies. Believes it is the foundation to individual fulfillment and world peace. Okay, I love that first sentence. It's a tiny bit long, and it's got the word peace in it twice. So this is kind of editing, is to just really use the word peace where you most want it. So is it... You could cut the second one. You could have Julie's passionate about women living peacefully in their bodies and believes it is the foundation to individual fulfillment. But I'm guessing that the world peace really matters to you. So there might be another way to say that, and world healing. And there might be another way to say living peacefully in their bodies. You can use a thesaurus. You can think about what else you mean. Do you mean helping women love their bodies? Helping, let me think. I'm checking in here. I really get what you mean by peacefully in their bodies. That resonates strongly with me. Believes it is the foundation to individual fulfillment and planetary health. I would look for another one for the second one. Yeah, world peace. So we're not repeating the word peace. I love this. Named the BIG Body Image Guru by a group of her clients. The B-I-G, you can lose the punch of the body image guru. If it's, even if your clients call you the B-I-G, if it's possible to shorten it here, Julie, and say, named the body image guru by a group of her clients, I think that'll land more clearly. It's body image guru. I really get that. Julie blends yoga with professional nutrition guidance for a holistic approach to healing body image, eating, and exercise challenges. Again, gets a tiny bit long. This is the problem we all have when there's so much we want to fit in. If you can just shorten here a little bit. At least one every three sentences should be short and pithy. And again, peaceful body image. Probably it's okay to use the word peace twice in your bio, but if it's so important to you. I love this. Thrives on awakening peace and health and yoga in the world. It's very, very heartfelt, Julie, and I know you have a lot to offer.
Ah. Okay, Arlene, my dear friend Arlene. I know Arlene. Certified yoga teacher in green. How expressive.
Certified Kripalu Yoga Teacher, member of the Kripalu Yoga Teachers Association. Okay. So what I know that because you're a newer teacher, Arlene, you wanted to say you're certified. I'm not sure that being a member of a teacher's association will matter to your clients. Enjoys teaching yoga to diverse populations. Does that mean you're wanting to really attract students of color? Students of different ages? Help students with special body issues feel comfortable? That might be something you could fill out a tiny bit, Arlene. Invites your students to use their breath as a way of healing and meditation. Okay, as a means of healing and meditation. Your yoga journey story is good. Some of the things I think are less, you know, where you studied might be less. You could make this a little shorter. And I think the part that's really juicy gets lost in the fact that it's several sentences here. And this, I think the juicier part is the more dedicated she was to her yoga practice, the more present she could be for the youth and families she worked with. So, Arlene, to make this a little juicier, you might say a sentence about before. Before she found yoga, she was a stressed-out social worker. Or before becoming a yoga teacher, I was a social worker, but I found that I didn't have the tools I needed to face all these difficult families with multiple family issues. And put up a little bit sooner that the more deep I went into my yoga, the more present I could be for the youth and families I work with. I think you might say I'm a social worker who works with specializing in diverse teens, because I think that actually clarifies why you like working with diverse people in yoga. So just be a little bit more juicy and take out some of the stuff that is not quite as juicy. Juicy about what life was like for you as a social worker and how doing yoga helped you be a better social worker and why you're passionate about helping other people find health and healing and like you did. Okay. So, Violaine, beautiful bio here on the passion of supporting pregnant women in their journey to becoming loving mothers. Yay. I love the community created among the women. Before I became a yoga teacher, I gave birth to 3 babies. In my final pregnancy, my practice was the deepest. I think somehow, Violaine, you cut out the part about in my final pregnancy, I found yoga. That's the punchline, and the punchline is missing. I found yoga, and the yoga made an incredible difference for me. Okay, that one piece is missing. It's a great story that you gave birth to 2 babies. You didn't have yoga. Then you had yoga for your 3rd pregnancy, and it made all the difference. We want to get that in there. Okay. I want to open up the phone lines here. Okay. Go through these last ones quickly so we can get some live people on the line. Thank you all for being patient with us. I hope it's helpful for you. Katie, began to practice yoga while a professional dancer. Yes, and that's good because it lets, if somebody, the physical, so it lets us know that you have a lot of technical expertise in your body. Physical postures of yoga, natural progression after years of ballet and modern dance training. It was through yoga that she truly learned how to stand and balance. So it lets us know you're going to be good with the technical aspects. Katie approaches teaching by first understanding anyone can practice yoga. Makes you sound accessible and beneficially grateful. This is really good writing. Not, the sentences are manageable chunk lengths. Her movement background helps her to work with students' limitations and strengths intelligently and effectively. Love it. Specializes in teaching yoga for different life stages. This part I have a question about, Katie. What do you mean? Do you mean that you like to work with seniors? Do you mean that you work with menopause? Do you mean that you work with women of all ages, men of all ages? That I didn't quite get. I think you need to clarify what you mean by, if this is your area of specialization, I need to understand what it is. Okay. So that I know if that's me, and your clients are going to want to know that. 500-hour level, great. Yoga Alliance registered.
And then you express your gratitude. Very sweet. Okay, Annette. And then I think we're done. Oh, this also locks me in another place, my goodness. Ah, we are yoginis, right, everybody? We're hanging in here, and then we're going to open the phone lines. This is great. Annette has been on the path of promoting health and wellness for 20 years, studying abroad to explore psychology and health, and licensed in the field of occupational therapy. She witnessed the physical consequences of obesity and heart disease. What are those? Is it dying young? Is it pain? Is it you can't play with your kids? Her passion for creating a healthy lifestyle is found from helping individuals who are struggling with such individuals as obesity and heart disease to the athlete committed to enhancing performance, dedicated to helping her clients from the inside out. She believes in not just working on the aesthetics of a healthy, happy physical body, but also harmonizing it with a healthy emotional and mental body. Okay, that's clear, but what's not clear, I like that sentence, Annette, and I'm starting to get your niche, but I'd like you to clarify your niche a little bit more in the first sentence. So if your target is people who want to achieve optimum health, whether that be, is it that you do use yoga for fitness and wellness? I think I'm guessing, and I'm not sure if I'm right about that. So let's be a little clearer. Do you help people who are overweight to lose weight and find powerful fitness? Do you help premium athletes improve their performance? Is it one or the other? It sounds like it's both. It needs to be combine strength with physical fitness training and proper nutrition consulting. That might actually a registered yoga instructor certified in personal fitness training, Reiki and nutritional and wellness consulting. Okay, given that, I actually think in your case you might put this up closer to the top. Okay, Annette specializes in creating ultimate fitness. So what's the core? Annette specializes in helping individuals achieve their ultimate fitness, no matter what their previous level of health. That might be your first sentence. And then you say, I combine my training in yoga instruction, personal fitness training, Reiki and nutrition and wellness consulting. You might leave off a little bit, one or two of those, so it's a little more compact and clear. But say that, you know, for somebody who is an athlete, I will help you get to your peak performance. If you are needing to lose weight, I will help you do that. And I not only look at the outer tools, this is your last sentence on the first paragraph, not just working with a healthy physical body, but harmonizing it with an emotional and mental body that's also healthy. That's great. I think it's a good start. I would just clarify at the beginning your niche a little bit more. And then if we go back to the forum, all discussions, dear Lakshmi posted her bio in her own post, my bio. I'm going to click on that one. And she had it as an attachment, and then she got responses from Katie and Lakshmi and then Violin, and then she reposted it. I first began yoga as a way to ease the constant pain I experienced due to a lifetime of scoliosis. Do you guys get that? Ease the constant pain due to a lifetime of scoliosis. It really lands, and a rod infused in my spine. Wow. I found not only the pain relief I've sought. So she's immediately giving us the result. She got the pain relief. We want to know that there's a happy ending. But even more, yoga put me on a spiritual journey towards self-acceptance. And then she talks about how previously she was a technical writer, became a certified teacher, and now she loves to bring mind-body. So we can see that anybody who's a writer or in kind of a professional field or working in a 9-to-5 job could relate to her, or anybody with special needs such as back problems. Because if Lakshmi, if you can be a happy, joyful person with a rod in your spine, we want to learn from you. Okay. Let's all take a deep breath. And I would love to hear, before we go into other mentoring requests, any responses to the bios. I know that was a lot to listen to. You guys are great to go through this with me. Thank you all for supporting each other and for your positive prayers and love for your sisters writing their bios. Who would like to just say any reflections from listening to the comments of the bios or what you learned or what you liked about these bios?
Let's take one or two comments. Press star 2. Here we have Lakshmi. Hi.
Hi.
How was it for you to listen to this?
It was, I could see you were getting exhausted there.
I wanted to comment on everybody, yes.
But what I learned about this whole process of bio writing was I didn't realize that you need to have multiple bios, one to just put a brief one under your flyer, one to maybe post it somewhere. So I guess you're saying is just having one short paragraph bio is not enough for the multiple purposes. Is that right?
You know, Lakshmi, it really depends on what you need in your business. I know that right now you don't have a website, and you may not need one for a little while.
Correct.
So your short bio is probably just fine for what you need.
So I would just use that after I create my flyer. I would just put that at the bottom. Is that how it goes?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So somebody who has maybe they own a studio or they – some people will want a longer version and a shorter version, but I think you're fine with a short version for right now.
Oh, okay. I'm just so used to writing resumes. I'm not used to writing short bios.
Yeah. If you go to a company, Lakshmi, that wants a yoga resume, you could put your bio and then put a list of the places you have taught, and that could become your yoga resume. It could be a short bio with just a list of the gyms where you've taught and the place where you had your training and the dates of your training. You could be a little more full. You could even do it in list bullet points at that point if they want like a resume.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
All right. And this is Katie.
Laura, can you hear me? Hi.
Yes.
What is your feeling about adding testimonials at the bottom of bios? I see some people do it, some people don't.
I think testimonials are great. And the more testimonials you can get, the better. And definitely pepper them in. And they can even go above your bio, below your bio, depending on what the layout of the flyer and the purpose of the flyer. And what you want in a testimonial is not, oh, I love Katie and she's my favorite yoga teacher. What you want is transformation, because that's what people are going to relate to. So ask your clients what was going on for them before they became your student and how you helped them and what they got after. So the before, the during, and the after, the result, what they found through learning yoga with you. And then you rewrite it. Now, you can also, if people say to you, after class, wow, that was the best class. Or if people come in at the beginning of the class and they say, you won't believe what happened to me this week, and they tell you a story about a transformation they had, and they're basically attributing it to being your student. Like, let's say they had a fight with their husband, only it wasn't nearly as bad of a fight because now they know how to stay peaceful inside. You say, could I use that as a testimonial? And then you write it down and you email it to them and you say, are you willing for me to do this? And you would say something like, you know, before I became Katie's student, I was tight and I had headaches all the time, and now my headaches are practically gone. It's just, 3 months of Katie's classes, my headaches are practically gone. And even better, I just had a difficult conversation with my husband, and because of the new peacefulness I have, it didn't turn into a full-blown fight. You see, you give the before and the after really are the most important things.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other comments about the bios? You raise your hand by pressing star 2. Lakshmi's right. I did get a little tired. That was a lot of bios. Okay. Hi, Pam.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
I just wanted to say I was amazed that you did something so brilliant with my very, very short bio.
All right, tell me.
I am a yoga center.
Wait, I missed it. Say it again.
Oh, I was just saying that question of why am I running a yoga center?
Uh-huh.
I just thought it was brilliant. I have to go back and think about it.
No.
So
it's not thinking.
Right
now, take a deep breath. Take a deep breath, Pam. And sink into your heart. You are doing this for a reason. It's not worth it if there isn't a reason. Why are you running a yoga studio?
I'm running a yoga studio because I want to provide the opportunity for this wonderful group of teachers to have a place to offer their work.
Okay. Great. And why
does
it matter to you to help? Oh, go ahead.
I love offering yoga, and I love being in the atmosphere of yoga with people.
Mm-hmm. Good. And what do you love about it? You're doing good. Keep breathing.
Transformation.
Tell me more.
Transformation. Come on.
Your phone is cutting out. Pam, your phone is cutting out. If you could just hold it really evenly and maybe near your receiver. It sounds like a cell phone or something.
It is a cell phone. Is that better?
Okay. A little better. Hold it steady. And what do you mean by transformation? Keep telling me more. I'm pushing you a little bit here with love. You're doing great. Keep going.
Yeah, I feel like I just need a little more time to think about the words I would use. But I know from interviewing students through the process these past couple of weeks that the essence, I don't know what to say. The benefits of what we're teaching are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And right now I think I'm just lost in it because I've been teaching for so long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's been a beautiful process for me to get back in touch with my passion about it.
Mm-hmm. What's one of the most amazing things that's happened for you?
This is a really odd one, but becoming a singer.
Mhm. Okay.
I'm leading on.
Mhm. Lovely.
So, being able to step into that. Go ahead.
Mhm. No, odd is good. That's often where the reality is. That's where our truth is. So somehow by having a studio and doing yoga, you've stepped into being a singer. And tell me what you like about leading kirtan.
Singing.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Singing and inviting others, and singing with other voices and harmonizing and blending.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
You know what I'm really getting, Pam, as I listen to you, because the first thing you said, it surprised me a little, but I think I'm understanding it, is what I said, well, why are you doing this? And you immediately started talking about the other yoga teachers, that you wanted to give these beautiful other yoga teachers an opportunity to teach. And now with the kirtan, what you're really talking about is the sense of connection, the harmony, the blending of the voices. And that's very similar to providing a studio. So there's something very touching for you and very meaningful for you about providing a place where it's like a collaborative, where you are, I'm not saying you run the studio as a collaborative, but you are providing a container for, now when I think of music, I think of bliss and ecstasy and joy and beauty and our the inner resonance of the body. You're providing a container through providing this studio for the teachers and the students to come together, kind of in a kirtan. But, you know, like the whole studio is a kirtan. It's a spiritual community of learning and growing.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
And I really know how when you've been doing something so long without a sabbatical, which sometimes is called for, it can lose the why. And so it's really good to have a chance. I'm glad you're in this class so you have a chance to step back and really reflect on why. What is the why for you?
It's very helpful. And I will continue the process for sure.
Yeah. Well, keep us posted and write that juicy sentence and post it on the Ning site. Because your bio is really,
sure.
really close.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Wait a minute. Denise. Hi, Denise.
Hi. I'm really trying hard to write my bio and making notes here and there, and I'm going through the questions on the Durga, the fears,
mm-hmm.
and the Kali packet,
mm-hmm.
On things to consider when writing my bio, and I think the more I try to answer the questions and focus, the harder it gets for me to express. I feel creatively
mm-hmm.
blocked, I guess. It just doesn't seem to be flowing out. And then
sure.
Reading everybody's bios and, trying to make up my own is helpful, but I get more confused.
Uh-huh. So what do you have so far, Denise?
Let's see. So I have little notes all over the place. My struggles with depression and anxiety brought me to yoga. I mean, it's really, really bare bones here.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to find where I left off. Okay. Then I have the depression, anxiety, and relief. I can offer relief and peace from depression and anxiety. I'm able to help you solve these problems because I have personal experience with practicing my own yoga and healing. Anxiety can be resolved or solved by learning breathing techniques and yoga poses, including restorative and restful poses, journaling, visualization, and meditation.
Mm-hmm. So, Denise, you're almost finished with your yoga teacher training, right? You have one more week?
Yeah, I'm really done. I just have to put my my packet together and meet with my teacher, and she'll send it in to Yoga Alliance. So I'm all done with my hours, and I'm just putting it together.
Okay. So I think that your bio is basically done. It can be quite short because it's just going to be something that goes at the bottom of a short flyer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you have good pieces. Some of the pieces about that anxiety can be resolved with restorative yoga, journaling, and visualization could be up a little bit higher in the flyer. Those are some of the tools that you teach. You teach restorative poses. You teach journaling. You teach visualization. So those are things that will be in your steps of your program, which you're going to be doing one-on-one primarily at first, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So those would go a little higher in the flyer, not in the bio. So for the bio, I think that, yes, exactly, Denise is a certified yoga teacher. I am a certified yoga teacher, and I love bringing yoga to others suffering from depression and anxiety, because I love to help people find relief and peace so they can get back to full, functional, joyful living in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
I myself came to yoga as a way to heal my own depression and anxiety, and I have found that it has brought me great peace and a connection with my soul that I never dreamed of. I am a certified teacher through XYZ training. You're done.
That's beautiful.
There will be a recording. play with that. It's not finished, but that's a
right.
rough draft you could start with.
At least I can get it started and get on the forum, which I'm happy to be on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, great.
Thank you.
Thank you for raising your – you're welcome. Okay. So – thank you all for responding to the bios and letting us know your questions and thoughts about the bios. And now I'd love to take any other requests for people who might be feeling stuck with any of the modules. If there's a part that's not making sense to you or something you have a question about in any of the modules, it could be the Kali module. If there's a tapping request, we can do some tapping. If there is a request to look at, you know, what is your, what are you going to do for your unique program, your signature program? Press star 2 and know that you will be helping others. All right. Demi. Hi, Demi.
Hi.
Hey, welcome.
Thank you. I'm really enjoying this course. I'm getting a lot out of it, and it's taking me deep in my stuff.
That's good.
Yeah. So, you know, I've had this stuff that I've had all my life that I've been aware of, but now it's really taking me deep. And
yeah.
What I would like is some help. I've been doing the tapping around my, I'm really stuck with this whole thing that I mentioned on, I think it was the first call, where I have a hard time setting boundaries and sticking to them.
Mm-hmm.
And along with that, I don't know what my value is as far as putting it into prices. And,
mm-hmm.
and so I've been doing, some tapping with that, but I don't feel like I'm doing it right, or I'm not getting where I think I need to go. And I was wondering if you would help me with that, with the tapping around those
mm-hmm.
issues of mine.
Sure.
I'm really
love
stuck
to.
There. Okay, great.
So, tell me a little bit more, Demi, about what is the limiting belief? What are you saying to yourself that makes it hard to set boundaries and set prices?
One thing is I'm well trained, but I'm not certified.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I have all these bits and pieces of training from different schools of yoga and Ayurveda, and I'm a 30-year high school teacher, and I have a lot of training. I feel like I'm really well trained, and I'm a good yoga teacher.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like, because I don't have a certification, it's hard for me to say, oh, well, I'm worth so much money or
mm-hmm.
whatever, you know. And I don't know. So that's part of it. And then another part of it is being able to set those boundaries. I grew up in a family where you shoved your anything negative. Like, if there's a conflict, oh, we don't talk about it. We shove it. And so I have that in my belief system that I'm uncomfortable with conflict or even confrontation or even uncomfortable conversation. Like, for
mm-hmm.
instance, when somebody has a expired punch card, I just want to
mm-hmm.
say, this happened just yesterday. She said, oh, my punch card expired and I have 3 punches left on it. And in my mind, I said, well, that's okay. You can use them. But I didn't say that. So that was a step. I just
mm-hmm.
said, well, I'm sorry about that. But anyway,
mm-hmm.
so I am making a little progress, but see, I didn't want to deal with that little tiny confrontation. It wasn't even really a confrontation. Right. Because I don't want to upset people.
Okay, I'm getting it.
I don't want them to be upset with me.
Okay, so these are two separate issues. I'd like to take them separately.
Okay.
Okay. So in the first one, that you're well-trained but not certified, how far are you from a 200-hour certification?
Well, I'm a ways because it's not, they didn't use, when I first started this, they didn't, it's kind of a long story and I don't think everyone wants to hear it, but they changed the process. And so I did piecemeal kinds of stuff and instead of being all in one school. And so Yoga Alliance wants it all in one school. So I'm a ways away from having everything in one school.
Okay. Are you wanting to make yoga your long-term? I remember you saying you wanted to make this your second career.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
So,
and I didn't originally. That's why I have all these little piecemeal things, because I was just taking courses to learn.
Okay.
Not necessarily get certified.
Yeah. I wouldn't say stop teaching, but I would say if you are committed to this as a career, to invest in yourself by finishing a certification.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yes, we could tap on, it's okay that I haven't finished a training, it's okay. But the truth is that there are practical steps that the world recognizes, that your peers and other colleagues will recognize, that are just kind of a basic ground
mm-hmm.
for you feeling confident and relaxed as a teacher. And it's an investment. It's not really a high investment, and it will probably make you much more comfortable in your value and raising your prices appropriately. And you can keep teaching now and just be safe and tell everybody to listen to their body and not to to go gentle and go at their own pace. But I think you will feel much more confident, and you will feel more confident with your peers and your colleagues in a professional relationship. It's a part of stepping into your power as a yoga teacher to get a certification. Now,
mm-hmm.
I know that a few years ago, Yoga Alliance was grandfathering people. They may not be doing that anymore. You could have a conversation with them about that. You could have a conversation with a teacher training program about how many hours they would transfer in. It might be that you could write essays on the different things that you've already learned and find a teacher training that would be willing to give you credit in a lot of areas and only require you to take a certain amount of their training and not the entire. There's a lot of yoga teacher trainings in different places, and you might be able to negotiate with some to maybe only have you take some of the modules to complete your certificate.
Oh, that's a great idea. Okay.
How do you feel about me suggesting that you invest in your future career by finishing this training?
Well, I think you are right. I appreciate that because it's been bouncing around in my head for a long time, and not just since this course. And it's time to solidify what it is I want to do.
Exactly.
So that helped me a lot, and I appreciate that. I did think about calling Yoga Alliance to ask if there was anything I could do, but I didn't think about the possibility of transferring hours into a teacher training program that I might have. So that's great. Thank you.
You know, some of them schools will say no, that they don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a lot of them would say no, but if you are persistent, I'm sure you could find one or two schools that would say, yes, I did that for the 500-hour. I transferred in graduate study and other things into the 500-hour. And I think it's a way of taking yourself seriously, Demi. And
mm-hmm.
you need to treat yourself the way you want your students to treat you. If you want your
uh-huh.
students to take you seriously, you need to take yourself seriously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay, it's investing in yourself. You want your students to invest in you financially and pay you appropriately so that you can have this be your career, your second career. So you need to invest in yourself financially.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's very helpful. Thank you.
Okay, and the second piece, around setting boundaries. So let's tap on this one.
Okay.
Do you remember the points?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And so everyone else who's listening to this, you can tap along. And Demi, I think the let me tell you what I'm hearing and tell me if you've got this right. The student came up to you yesterday and said, my card is expired, but there's three left. And she was basically hinting, will you just let me push the rules a little bit and use this even though it's expired? And you, there was a part of you inside that was just like, oh, what the heck, that's fine. You didn't want to have to deal with it. You didn't say that. You said, I'm sorry, your card is expired, but there was something stressful about it for you. You would have rather not have to deal with it. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. Yay, and thank you for bringing this up. I'm sure this is going to be helpful for everyone on the call, okay?
Great.
Okay, so everybody can tap along with us to get the borrowed benefits from Demi sharing. Okay, we're going to tap on the karate point, which is the side of the hand where you would be doing a karate chop. So starting there, and then we'll go to the face. So, Demi, are you tapping on the karate chop?
Yes.
Okay. Even though I really don't enjoy setting boundaries, I love and accept myself completely. Even though I don't want to deal with boundaries. I'm open to a new way of seeing this. Eyebrow. I don't want to have to deal with punch cards. Outside of the eye, I don't want to have to say no to my students. Under the eye, I don't want to have to tell them that they owe me more money. Under the nose, I just want to say it's all okay. On the chin, but I do want the money. Under the collarbone, I actually need that money now for my second career. Under the arm, but I don't want to have to set a boundary around it. Crown of the head, I just want my boundaries to magically take care of themselves.
I just want my boundaries to magically take care of themselves. Please.
Eyebrow, I want my students to magically know when they owe me money. Outside of the eye, I want them to just send me checks. Under the eye, cash would be good.
Cash would be better.
Under those, I'll just accept their cash. On the chin, but I don't want to have to tell them when they owe it. Under the collarbone. And I want them to know when their series is done. Under the arm, I want them to know when they need to pay again. Crown of the head, and I want them to just see when their card is expired. Eyebrow, I don't want them to come ask me about it. Outside of the eye, that's so uncomfortable. Under the eye, that's so embarrassing. Under the nose, what if they want me to give them three more classes? On the chin, but I told them there was an expiration date. Under the collarbone, maybe they're secretly hoping I'll just to give them an extension.
I'll give them an extension.
Under the arm, and a part of me would like to give them an extension. Crown of the head. Eyebrow.
I'd actually like to be teaching for free.
outside of AI and never have to deal with punch cards.
And never have to deal with punch cards.
Under the AI, never have to deal with payment dates and checks.
Never have to deal with payment dates and checks.
Under the nose, I wonder if there's another way to think about this.
I wonder if there's another way to think about this.
Under the collarbone, I wonder if my setting boundaries shows self-respect.
I wonder if my setting boundaries shows self-respect.
Under the arm, and I wonder if my clients secretly respect me for it.
I wonder if my clients secretly respect me for it.
Crown of the head, maybe they even relax knowing there's boundaries.
Maybe even they relax knowing there's boundaries.
Eyebrow, and maybe the woman who was asking me about the 3 expired classes.
Maybe the woman that was asking me about the 3 expired classes.
Outside of the eye, totally understood when I just held my ground.
Totally understood when I held my ground.
Under the eye, maybe she respected me for it.
Maybe she respected me for it.
Under the nose, maybe she just wanted to know if I was serious about my boundaries or not.
Maybe she just wanted to know if I was serious about my boundaries or not.
On the chin, maybe she
wanted. Uh-oh. Lost you. Huh. Shoot. Laura, are you there?
This is Jan.
You there, Laura?
This is Jan. I'm the other host. We'll just wait for a minute, see if she can get called back in.
Okay.
She's probably dialing in her her code right now.
Yeah, it just kind of stopped, huh?
Technical difficulties.
Yeah. Oh, technology.
Yeah. Sometimes it's so great, sometimes it's such a headache.
Yeah.
Demi?
Yes.
I got knocked off. Are you're still there? I'm so sorry.
I am. Yeah.
The phone system knocked me off. Thank you for waiting. So we were in the middle of that, but I think we were just coming to the end. Take a deep breath. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Kind of settle into
technology.
That. It happened on another call. Take a deep breath and just settle into that last one. Maybe my client was just wondering if I really meant it and wondering if I was going to actually enforce it or not and was fine with me enforcing it. So how's that feeling now? How, when you think about dealing with boundaries with your clients, how's it feeling?
It's still not great, but it feels better. I like the part about the comment that you, or the tapping statements that you made and had me state that about respect, because I think that's a big issue there. Yeah. Because I really respect them, but I don't know if I respect myself as much as I should. And so I think that's
good
something
insight.
That's really helpful. Yeah.
And I'm guessing that they want you to respect yourself. They want that model.
Yeah. And I do respect myself in a lot of ways, but when it comes to this, I'm not sure where. I know it comes way, way back in my childhood when it all started, so it's deep. So I just have to work on this, and I appreciate the tapping method. You know, I tried it on my own, but it was so hard for me to come up with those statements.
The reframes, really,
yeah. Yeah, the reframes. I was really great with the other stuff. The actual limiting beliefs. I'm great with those. But the reframes
right.
were tough.
So you've got to tap, you've almost got to exaggerate it a little bit. Go to the farthest reach of the emotion and the pain. Really get into the emotion of it and then let it release. And it's almost like you feel how ridiculous it is. You go to the other side. And then once you really have gone into it deep, it'll start to soften and then the reframe comes. You've got to tap through the core of the worst part. Does that make sense?
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. The core of the worst parts of the limiting beliefs part.
Yeah, the right. Biggest emotion, just kind of the center of the black hole. You got to go right through it. What is the, and not get, you know, you go through it in a kind of a tantric way. Go into it like a wave. What is the most painful part, the most worrisome, troublesome, the worst outcome, the worst imagined fear? And just feel it, blow it up, exaggerate it.
Okay.
And then it almost becomes humorous or ridiculous, and then you can see the other side.
Okay? Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let us know
how
it goes. You're welcome.
Okay.
Post on the forum.
Thanks.
Bye-bye, Demi.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, we have time for one more, like a 2 or 3 minute question here. This is NASA, New York.
Hi, this is
Raisa.
How are you?
I'm very good, Raisa.
I'm happy to hear that. Yes. Oh, finally, it's me. I can believe that. Okay, Laura. I like this program very much. You know that. And my situation is I can't start yet. I am in the first modulo, in the first one.
Yes.
And I see all this emotion I feel right now. I said, wow, this is wonderful because my program will be about that. All that wrong thought I think. And I say, no, I have to compromise myself to start my biography. And but sometimes I don't believe too much in myself, and I know this is not real. And I let my job, because I said my passion in this time of my life is to teach yoga. I feel it in my heart. And I let my job, and now looks like I'm doing many things it's like I know I did the right decision.
Mm-hmm.
I took
mm-hmm.
the right decision. But I fight in my mind. It still is like, oh no,
mm-hmm.
this is wrong. What do you did? This is wrong. This is crazy.
Quit your job.
Yes, quit my job.
I did that once. I quit a good paying job. My partner at the time was like, are you crazy? Yeah, and
yeah.
I had school loans, and so it can feel like that.
Yeah.
How can I help you right now? We have just a short time, Raisa.
Okay, but I'm very positive, and this is the right time and the right class for me, because when I overcome all these feelings,
mm-hmm.
it's great. Now it's great, and I can visualize the future will be more.
Yeah.
I need help, I know. And sometimes I see, oh, my goodness, it's a lot. It is in English.
Yes.
I have to do, but I have to be patient with myself and doing step by step, and that's it. And
that's right.
Basically, patience, organization, and discipline, and support my dream. Yes.
You're doing. You need. It's like we have so much time in yoga teacher training, and we're not
yes.
taught how to build a successful business.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that you need just as much support to learn, and
mm-hmm.
just as much time to learn, actually, as you spent in yoga teacher training. So I'm really, really glad that you're in this course and that you're coming to the retreat.
Yes.
And I know it's scary. It sounds like you've just completely committed yourself. That is that Durga energy. So just keep showing up to the calls and post whatever you can on the forum. Post a bio. You could put it in Spanish if you want. If you're going to be teaching with people in Spanish, your bio might want to be in Spanish. And it probably be a lot easier for you to write in your own language.
Yes, I want to do in both because
yeah.
I took 2 teacher trainings completely in English. I read
yeah.
all the sutra, Patanjali sutras in English, Bhagavad Gita,
yeah.
everything in English. It's just
mm-hmm.
my belief. And now I'm very
mm-hmm.
close to realize my dream as a yoga teacher. And
mm-hmm.
I know it's just, it's not true. It's something that I do,
yeah.
excuses to don't start. I took 2 teacher training, and I said, no, no more, Raisa. You are ready. You are ready. I am ready.
I love that. And you're right. A lot of people will take teacher training, but they never break through their fear. So I'm really
yes.
glad that you decided to take your teacher training and maybe stop it, too.
Yeah,
and get started. So good, congratulations, and I look forward to seeing you down in Florida. We're going to end for today, Raisa. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Laura, and I'm happy you recovered your radiant voice and your health and ready for Florida.
Yay, Florida.
Yay. Thank you, Laura. God bless
yes.
you. Bye.
Goodbye. Okay, everybody, we're going to say goodbye here. And, again, a big happy International Women's Day to all of you. I sent a poem yesterday. Some of you may even want to read it in your classes, the International Day Women's poem that I wrote. So a big love to you, and I'm sending my love to women all over the world, not just in our class here, but all women in the United States and all women all over the world. That we may have the food we need, the empowerment we need, our children may grow up happy and strong, we may have the health we need, that we may live in balance with this beautiful planet, our Mother Earth. May all beings, the body of the Earth, be happy and well. I'll talk to you next Thursday. Next Thursday, we have our class on Lakshmi. So everybody finish the work on Saraswati, post on the forum about your Saraswati work, and I send you so much love. Namaste.